Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Welcome to The Best Ever Show, the world's longest-running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, best ever listeners, to the season finale, the final episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do with your money. Please always seek licensed financial advice. With that top of mind, I figured for the season finale, let's do a little highlight reel, little snippets from the episodes over the last couple of years, just to give you a quick rundown about what this series has been all about. So please enjoy the content. It'll be an extra long episode, maybe 15, 20 minutes in length. And if you happen to miss last week's episode, it is official. I'm retiring here from Best Ever. Very grateful and appreciative to have been with you over the years with these two different podcast series, the Actively Passive Investing Show and now Passive Investor Tips. As a final conclusion, I'm going to be releasing the Passive Investor Tips book, which will be out shortly. Any and all support you can provide is truly appreciated. I do not benefit off the book sales or profits. It goes right back into the community. So thank you ahead of time for any support you can provide. So with all of that, thank you so much for being a best ever listener and enjoy the highlight reel. You know, there's a great quote that I love by Roy Bennett, and he said, "Always have a willing hand to help someone. You might be the only one who does." But my way of thinking is if I can help change one person's life through any of these episodes, it's been a worthwhile venture. That's how I treat this entire podcast. I have a secret to share with you. And that secret is the amount of time that's going to be required until you can retire comes down to one primary factor. That primary factor is your savings rate. If you don't save $1, if you don't even save 1% of your pay, then essentially you're never going to retire unless someone else does the heavy lifting for you, whether that be a spouse or a parent or a pension or the government in terms of Social Security and so on. Now, on the flip side, if you somehow could figure out how to save 100% of your money and you really don't need any money to survive or live, then you could effectively retire right now. So the higher your savings rate, the quicker you get the end result. And so it does help to have a high-paying job, obviously, but there's also a huge emphasis on frugality and how to cut costs effectively. The goal is to elevate your life and live the best life that you can live. We as humans are always looking to avoid pain or move towards pleasure. What do you want to do with your time? What is your time worth? All of us want the end result, right? Wouldn't we all love to have just bukus of passive income and be a multimillionaire and be able to retire early and all those things? But it does take a lot of work. And so I applaud you for listening to this show and other podcasts you may listen to further your education, because that's the part that really is active about being a passive investor. You don't just want to take advice from anyone or everyone. Okay, it's common for a lot of people to want to go to their spouse or their parents or friends or colleagues to seek advice because that's most comfortable. You already know and trust these individuals. The problem is, if these individuals haven't actually executed on what it is you want to achieve, then seeking this type of advice can actually set you back. You see, money is just a game once you have more money than you need to fund your lifestyle expenses. Any excess on top of that becomes an opportunity to expand your lifestyle and to serve others. Chasing yield isn't exactly the best strategy. And this took me years and years and years to understand this. There's really two ways that you and I can build wealth. There's exchanging our time for money, or there's investing what money we have to build even more money. passive income. That looked very different on paper compared to my active income. Number one, it was tax advantaged income as compared to my active source of income. Number two, it didn't require a brutal and demanding schedule like my oil and gas job. And number three, it was a diversified form of income coming from many different sources instead of being solely reliant on one income source, which was my employer. And the more diversification you have, the more likely it is that you can build stable, predictable cash flow and wealth creation long-term. When your mind is telling you, I'm done, I'm tapped out, I can't possibly go any further, you're at 40% capacity, meaning you have 60% left in the tank. Worrying about what the Federal Reserve's gonna do, what the government's gonna do, what policies may or may not pass, what may or may not happen to your investment portfolio is largely out of your control. And it often neglects us from being able to focus on what is in our control. As the saying goes, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. So in today's episode, I want to cover how to save money while you sleep. Spending consciously, understanding what things really bring true value to you and what material possessions may not be necessary. I've always been the type of person to live below my means, even when I made minimum wage after college. The game of investing is a parallel to the game of golf. If you've ever played a round of golf, then you've probably had some successful shots and some unsuccessful shots. But what sets professional golfers apart from the rest is their consistency. The key is to select a business model that has a high chance of success, has a long track record of working decade over decade, and is in high demand. And this will stack the odds in your favor. Double down on what's working. Too many people find success in one area or another, and then they make a pivot into something completely different, and they try to find success there. What that's doing is adding unnecessary risk to your chances of success. The majority of people are always going to go after the low barrier of entry or chase the low-hanging fruit, but professionals, on the other hand, always specialize. And remember that once is luck and twice is skill. I also chose a brokerage account specifically rather than a college savings account or, you know, a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA or something like that, because it's not dependent on having a job or a specific income, and there's no income thresholds and phase outs, and there's no clause about you have to be 59 and a half before you touch these funds. It has total flexibility. If you had $100,000 to invest and you were able to obtain a 30% annualized return, that would give you about $30,000 for the year, right? But if you had $1 million invested and you only had a 10% return, you would then have $100,000 for the year, which is nearly three times the total return if you're measuring it by dollars and not by percentage or yield. Well, I believe the fundamentals are always important. This can give you an upper hand advantage as a limited partner when you're going through your due diligence process. What is your risk profile? Every investor needs to understand this and know this. How much risk are you willing to take when it comes to investing? Just having the ability to recognize that maybe paying down that debt is a better ROI compared to investing can be gold. A reverse market crash is when prices actually go up, but there's very few people who end up benefiting from that particular circumstance, only a select few. So the question is, do you want to be part of this select few? I'm not just talking about the rich and the wealthy. I'm also including investors who are looking to invest in real estate and in stocks.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. If you're an investor like me, you're probably looking for one platform to manage the banking and finance needs of your entire portfolio. The good news is, there is one. It's called Baselane, and it's the number one banking platform built for independent real estate investors that reduces busy work so you can focus on growing your business. With Baselane, you can earn up to a 4.19% annual percentage yield and 5% cash back on debit card spending with no monthly fees. With a simplified view of your cash flow and expenses, you can retire those tedious spreadsheets. You can also manage unlimited virtual accounts and cards, and even open separate accounts for each property or unit. Join more than 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane for their banking, property management, and bookkeeping. Head over to baselane.com/Joe and sign up today for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. That's baselane.com/Joe. Do you want to do bigger and better commercial real estate deals? Take your real estate capital raising efforts to new heights with syndicationattorneys.com. With more than 20 years of real estate and investing experience, syndicationattorneys.com goes beyond just creating legal documents. They educate you on ethical and legal capital raising strategies. Plus, they offer a host of free resources, including their best-selling capital raising books, numerous articles, and their popular podcast, Raise Private Money Legally. At syndicationattorneys.com, they do more so you can do more. More deals, bigger deals, and better deals. So if you want attorneys with premier experience helping syndicators and fund managers raise capital, go to syndicationattorneys.com today to schedule an appointment and unlock your maximum capital raising potential today. That's syndicationattorneys.com. This offer is not available to Florida residents.
Be adaptable, something that's so underrated and so critical to being an investor. We have to recognize that markets have cycles, okay? And the cycles can be independent of one another. That means while one thing is running up in price, another is falling in price. You got to pay attention to the macroeconomics. Interest rates are going to go up and down. Stocks are going to go up and down. So be prepared to pivot if needed. It's been invaluable to have strategies that can work in an up market, a down market, in a sideways market. Retirement is not an age, it's a number. And the question is, what is your number? And are you willing to work for that goal? And ask yourself, what are the consequences if you don't? Traditional financial advice might suggest you save, 10 or 15% of your earnings and stock it away for retirement. I would argue if you want to do what we're talking about on this episode, it needs to be more like 30 to 50%. Of your wages for a period of time. Don't freak out. I don't mean forever and ever and live severely below your means till the day you die. I just mean until your investments start to gain a little traction, start to gain some momentum. We all do things for one of two reasons. We're either doing it for an intrinsic reason, which means that you're doing it because you love it, you enjoy it, and it's fulfilling. Or you're doing it for an extrinsic reason, which means you feel like you have to do it even though you prefer not to. So think about you for a moment. What's something that you would do or that you do for free because you love it? Maybe it's playing a sport or playing an instrument or going on a bike ride, taking a hike or traveling. And now think about something that you do for an extrinsic reason. Maybe it's a career or a job or to pay the bills. You've got to wake up early for work 5 days a week, or you have to report to a boss who you don't respect. Or maybe it's having to travel away from home like I did and not be with your friends and family, your kids, your spouse. So what if you had the option to eliminate these pain points or at least reduce some of them to sleep in the mornings if that's your thing, or to be home with your friends and family more, or to vacation whenever you want. So this is the real benefit to passive income investing. Nearly every single deal that I've invested in the real estate space over the last 15 years has had a value add component. So what is value add? In my simple definition, it means I'm buying or investing in something that is older, outdated, maybe it's got some problems, and I'm going to come in and fix those problems. I'm going to turn it around, and in turn, it becomes more valuable or more desirable to the next buyer. So it's simply a way to help maximize the profit along your journey. There's a limit to how much you can save, but your earning potential is unlimited. Never kill the golden goose. Don't sell the golden goose, right? The goose is your investment. It's your seed capital, and you're going to use that to produce eggs in that analogy. And the eggs are disposable. You can eat them, you can sell them, you can save them, you can do whatever you want with them. It's not what you buy, it's how you buy it. Focus on cash flow. Whether you're entering into your own business or becoming an investor, cash flow is what can help create a stable and more consistent lifestyle. Today, investors truly have the upper hand. This is what I really want to point out to you. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy, rich, middle class, poor, the tax brackets apply to everybody. And what I'm talking about is the long-term capital gains tax brackets. Right now, moving into 2024, they're 0%, 15%, or 20%, depending on your income. And that applies to investments held longer than 1 year. Additionally, we still have bonus depreciation in the tax code and regular depreciation in the tax code as that pertains to real estate. Before you make your next investment or before you start investing at all, if you haven't started already, have you considered your personal budget, your personal finances, and things you can do to potentially maximize the return on investment? Once you get those off the table, then it's fair game to go out there and evaluate stocks, bonds, real estate, and all the rest. We are constantly bombarded with news and data. It's really interesting because I had this epiphany about thinking about my own economy, thinking about my own investments, my own circumstances, my own budget, my own spending. And this came when I was on a call with an investor a couple weeks ago. And this investor says to me, I'm hesitant about investing in commercial real estate right now because I just read that this year, multifamily rents are slowly but surely trickling down. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. I'm not going to argue that point. I don't know what source he was citing, but I thought all the deals that I've been investing in this year, our rents are actually going up. And that's because I invest in value-add real estate, which means when we buy a property, the rent is already below the market. And so as we renovate and we turn units, we're bringing the rents up to the market. So in his statistic, rents are coming down, let's say 5-6%. In our case, rents are going up by 6-8%. Commercial real estate doesn't have to entail residential, as I just used in my previous example. You have a lot of different asset types within commercial real estate that you can invest in. That could include self-storage, mobile home parks, hospitality, raw land, multifamily, car washes, shopping centers, and so on. The reason that I stick with commercial real estate and intend to long-term and not return back to single family is simply for the hands-off approach. I find it much more scalable and simple to invest in dozens of limited partnership investments or syndications as compared to managing dozens of single family homes. So my take on it is to use your passive income as your income source and any equity upside in your deals, meaning you bought a property at this price and you sold it at a profit, or you invested in a syndication and there was some equity on the backside when it sells, that equity upside I use for taxes and inflation and miscellaneous cost. Anytime you're putting your own personal time, effort, and energy into an investment, you should be compensated for that. In other words, you should have a higher overall return, or else why are you working for free? It is worth considering what passive income could do for your investment outcome. You know, if you think about it as we only live once and you basically were a child for a very short time, then you went to school to learn how to become an employee, and then you held a job up until your 70s, and then you passed away while working, it's not a very inspiring journey, to say the least. And that, my friends, is the point of FIRE. FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. It is simply to have more options and to allow you to decide how you want to live your life.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and Best Ever content? Well, if so, Join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.